The federal farm bill expires at the end of this year, and New York's senior senator says if the House fails to act on it, farmers and consumers face a dairy cliff. If there is no action, Schumer notes that on January 1st, dairy pricing policy reverts to a 1940s-era law, which would mean steep spikes in consumer milk prices. New York Farm Bureau spokesman Steve Ammerman says the senator is reflecting what ag experts have said could potentially happen if a farm bill extension or the farm bill is not passed.
The permanent farm law was implemented in the 1940s, and then the farm bill was established that basically supplants the permanent farm law. But if no farm bill is in place, by law, we have to revert back to the original farm law. The ag law that was used in the 1940s and the formula to dictate milk prices back then really doesn't work for today's standards. So if we take all of the data that we have right now and plug it into the 1940s law, that's when you get those extremely high numbers that the senator was talking about, that milk could be tripled at the grocery store.
AgriMark dairy economist Bob Wellington says farmers are frustrated with the lack of action on the farm bill.
It's very disturbing because they're facing all the uncertainty. It'll be affected by the fiscal cliff, but at the same time, they have a dairy cliff that is going to eliminate any kind of safety net for them and any kind of hope to have a market balancing approach to milk pricing in this country. It's doubly disturbing for dairy farmers, particularly because we've worked for several years to get a program in place that would address their issues and save the government money. We've been able to do that, but now the congressional leaders just aren't willing to act.
If the farm bill reverts to the 1940 scenario, Bob Wellington doubts the federal government would allow the predicted consumer price spikes to happen.
In a way, it shows what the price should be to farmers. But the problem with it is, if that were to look like it was about to occur, the people who buy the products and buy the milk from dairy farmers are going to buy minimal amounts. It would probably result in chaos in the marketplace. If that price were to double, one of the things that would happen right away is that the government would begin to buy up surplus dairy products because the marketplace wouldn't want them at those prices. Suddenly, government expenditures on dairy products could reach tens and hundreds of millions of dollars. And I can't believe that Congress wouldn't act to at least stop that expense.
In the absence of the farm bill, both of New York's senators are calling on the House to temporarily restore a program that protected dairy farmers from volatile price swings. Bob Wellington says that's critical.
One of the things we've asked, and we've talked with the senator's office as well as senators in Vermont and other areas, that they need to keep the MILC program the way it was prior to this September. At the very least, they should do that. That isn't a great program moving forward, but at least it gives them a safety net, which they wouldn't have.
New York Farm Bureau spokesman Steve Ammerman says the lack of a farm bill is fueling anxiety over a potential dairy cliff.
It's hard for any farm or any business to plan ahead when you don't know what the playing field's going to be. You don't know what programs are going to be in place. You don't know if you're going to be able to grow your business. You don't know if the funds will be available to purchase equipment or seed. So they're holding back on making some big decisions for their farms until they know what's going to be ag policy in this country.
New York senators are also urging that dairy pricing reforms be kept in any final farm bill agreement. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.